Welcome to Story Time with
Rumi.
Today's story is from the Osborne Illustrated Animal Stories. The story's name is The Musicians of Bremen. Near the town of Bremen, there once lived a very mean farmer. He's a very mean farmer, bad farmer. That's why he's always angry.
Not bad, Naya.
I don't know why he's bad. He's always been bad.
Very bad.
Okay. He had lots of animals on his farm and he was mean to them all. He made his donkey carry heavy loads from dawn until dusk. It tore.
Why?
I don't know why it tore.
I don't know.
And he flew into a rage if it tripped or stumbled. That's the farmer's wife. He fed his dogs scraps while he and his wife He fed his dogs scraps while he and his wife devoured tasty pies and crisp golden rolls. And when it rained, he kicked his cat outside and left it shivering in the cold. Because he is evil. He's a bad man. He kicked out the cat while it was raining. One day, the rooster overheard the farmer talking. That rooster's too old, he said to his wife. We'll put him in the pot and eat him for lunch. And he licked his lips. I'll get him tomorrow. That evening, the rooster stood on a fence and crowed as hard as he could. What are you doing? Asked the donkey. It's nearly dark. I'm crowing for the last time, sobbed the rooster, telling his friends about the farmer's plans to eat him. Tomorrow I'll be rooster stew. This time he's gone too far, said the donkey. I'm not going to let that mean farmer make a meal of you. Why don't we run away? The cat piped up. I know just where we can go. To Bremen. We can be musicians and join the town band. The cat thought, I'll play the violin. The dog thought, I'll play the didgeridoo.
What's that?
It's kind of like a flute. Didgeridoo. Didgeridoo. The rooster can sing. How does a rooster sing?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Very good. The four friends thought it was an excellent idea and they set off at once. They walked and walked until they came to a thick, dark forest. We'll have to sleep here tonight, said the donkey. No one was very happy about it. I'm scared. I'm hungry. Wait, crowed the rooster. I can see a light. They crept closer. The light was coming from a little cottage. But who could live here, right in the middle of the forest? Said the dog. The donkey peered inside. Well, what do you see? The dog barked. Yes, what? Asked the others. Food and drink, said the donkey, his stomach rumbling. Ooh, and a gang of robbers. Oh, how can we get that food? Wailed the dog. I think I know, said the donkey. The others gathered around to listen to his plan. Then the donkey stood next to the window. The dog leaped onto the donkey's back. The cat jumped on top of the dog, and the rooster flew on top of the cat. Is everyone ready? Wait, is everyone ready? Whispered the donkey. 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, how did the rooster make a sound?
C-O-C-K-A.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. And the cat?
M-E-E-E-O-W.
Meow! And the dog?
W-O-O-F.
Very good. And the donkey? Braying, barking, squealing and squawking, the donkey, the dog, the cat and the rooster burst inside. Help! Cried the robbers. Run for your lives! And they bolted out of the door and ran off into the night. Look at it all! There was so much food on the table. Can you tell me what these food are? This is?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. And this is?
Drink.
What drink?
Juice.
juice. And these are?
Cupcakes.
What is this?
Jelly.
And this one?
Pizza.
Pizza. And what about this one?
Sandwich.
Sandwich. Very, very good. The four friends ate and ate and ate some more. When they had finished, they were so full they each found a comfy spot and went to sleep. Meanwhile, the robbers were watching the house. "We shouldn't have run away," growled the leader. "Someone should go in there and see what's going on." "Come here, little robber," he called to the smallest robber. "Now," he ordered, "go back and find out what those creatures are up to." Trembling,
wait.
Trembling with fear, the smallest robber crept into the kitchen. The house was silent and dark, except for the shining eyes of the cat. Aha! Wait, aha! "Burning coals," thought the smallest robber. "I'll use them to light a candle, and I'll see what's going on." And he bent down to the fireplace with the candle, almost poking the eyes. But as soon as he put his candle near the cat's eyes, she leaped straight for his face. Terrified, the robber ran to the door, where the dog bit his leg. Ruff! The poor robber flew out of the door and raced across the yard. He was so busy trying to escape that he ran straight into the donkey. Yeah! Big old kick. "What took you so long?" grumbled the leader when the smallest robber returned. "There's a horrible witch in there," he panted. "When I tried to light my candle, she spat at me and scratched me with her claws. And by the door, there's a huge man with a sword. He stabbed me in the leg. Look!" He showed them his leg where the dog had bitten him. "But worst of all," he went on, "there's a big black monster in the yard."
"It's not look like monster. It look that dress."
"Yeah. There's a big black monster in the yard. He beat me with his club." The robber leader turned a sickly shade of green. "Let's get out of here," he said nervously, "before they come looking for us." The robbers never went back to the house again. And as for the four friends, they never did go to Bremen to become musicians. They liked the robber's house so much that they stayed there for the rest of their lives. The end.
I'm thinking how to get it now.